Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast, this is Bill Caskey.
Brian Neal.
I had something funny happen to me the other day. I was in Starbucks. If you ever sit next to me at Starbucks,
yeah,
I will be hearing what you say.
you're an eavesdropper?
I'm an eavesdropper at Starbucks.
Okay. But I like
the tables are also close, and I'm not trying, I promise, but I do. And I heard a guy, I don't know if he was coaching this person he was talking to or whether he was a good friend, but you know when a person says this, nothing good happens after it. He says, I hope you won't take this the wrong way. And then he proceeds to give him advice on what a jerk he thinks this other guy is. I hope you won't take – this is not a knock on you, by the way. Not a knock on you. I hope you won't take this the wrong way.
I don't mean to tell you that – yeah. I mean, don't think that I think you're ugly when I say this.
That's right.
I'm not – when I say this, I'm not saying you're fat or overweight.
But
I'm just wondering if you're healthy.
That's really good.
And I also heard a great inspirational quip by a manager who oversaw – in fact, he was the owner of this firm.
Uh-oh.
He oversees this team, and I had a friend of mine tell me that he was so frustrated. He said in front of his team, who this is the owner of the company, if I didn't need this job, I'd quit tomorrow. The owner of the company says this.
Is it a client?
Inspirational.
No,
it's not a client of ours. It's a friend who works for this company.
Oh, my goodness, that's funny. That is funny.
You make me really want to work here.
What a funny. Now, I have a public apology to make.
Okay.
We have a very, very, very good, very giving listener in Denver, Colorado. Her name is Rachel Lyman.
I know Rachel.
We know Rachel. Friend of the show. And I was on an assignment out in Denver a couple times, got a chance to meet her live face-to-face. And then she sent me an email or two. This will shock those of you in the room. And I didn't respond to her. And so she sent me another email just a couple weeks ago that said, you know, you used to call me a friend and now I don't hear back from you. Made me feel really bad. So I told her I would publicly apologize on the podcast to her. And she is the self-proclaimed world's best advanced selling podcast recruiter. And we're extremely thankful for Rachel.
Yes.
So Rachel, I publicly apologize to you and I will work much harder to get back to you in a more timely fashion as I did in the last one.
So, we love you, Rachel. And can we put an applause track in here somewhere? There we go.
Yeah, sorry. That was an applause. That was like a bad engine.
Thank you. Yeah, okay. And Rachel, don't worry. He does it us all the time.
And so she just has such a phenomenal story and she's getting rich. She's getting – I don't know if I can talk about this yet. I won't use the names. But she's being covered by a very, very famous, well-known person in our industry for her ability to grow a sales contact population on LinkedIn and how she used that. And her story is phenomenal. So go check out Rachel Lyman on – she may not LinkedIn to you though unless you say Advanced Selling Podcast because she's very persnickety these days, as she should be.
Have a burning question you want to ask us? Put it in an email and send it to listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. If it's good, we'll use it on the podcast. If it's really good, we may have you on the show to coach you live. Now, back to Bill and Brian.
All right, today.
Yeah. Last week, I don't know if you remember, we had a testimonial on from a lady from England, and she also had a question as part of that testimonial, and her question was, do you have any tips for those of us that work from home, salespeople who work from home full-time? They really don't have an office to go to. They're virtual or remote, whatever. And so we had a chance to think about that a little bit, and we've got some tips for her and others.
We do. So and a lot of people work out of their homes, and there's sort of this assumption that people tell you how to do that, and no one ever tells you. No one ever told me how to do that, and I was really bad at it.
It was hard.
I struggled. So this is some advice. I wish I would have had this advice when I was 22, starting my first job in an apartment in Columbus, Ohio, back in 1992.
So we've each got a few of these tips.
Yes, we do.
And mine center around this obvious problem of distractions. When I work for home, and when I do occasionally, and I don't very often, because of this very fact, I am distracted by my dog, Toby, by the refrigerator, I'm distracted by the almonds in the cupboard. I mean, I'm distracted by food.
Oh, yeah. That's almonds. A healthy snack. I thought you said Fritos.
Well, not when you eat
Fritos or
Ding Dongs.
Almonds. I'm distracted by the celery and the arugula and the kale chips.
And those beets. Oh, they get me every time.
Gosh, the celery. Every time I eat it, I lose 10 calories.
When you put Nutella on it.
Yeah, I do.
Of course it does. Okay, go ahead. You go first.
I'll go first. And some of mine deal with not the distractions as much as the isolation. And I felt that isolation mentally was a really tough thing. You just don't feel connected to anything or anybody when you work from home oftentimes. So, and some of these are going to be really tactical. That's a warning. So some of you can listen to this and go, duh. And that's the whole point. So it may not apply to you. So that's okay. Okay, number one, work to your energy. I have found that some people are morning people. Some people are afternoon people. Some people love to be productive at lunch. Some people like to work until 8 at night. Some people like to work at 10 at night. So you need to be aware of your energy and work to your energy, I think, as opposed to necessarily doing the same thing at the same time every day. Work to your energy. That's my tip number one.
That's outstanding.
You like that
kind
one?
Of a feng shui kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's good. Here's one that's I know you've heard of before, but that is have a workspace. I see people sometimes and hear about people who just kind of have their laptop and it's on their lap and they're sitting in front of the TV. I don't think that's good workspace.
Yeah.
I think you have to have a desk. You have to have a place where you go to have your stuff. And I know that's probably old school.
No.
For you young people.
No.
But I think workspace is really important, or you can become distracted with TVs and other things.
And these days you can watch Springer on YouTube anyway. So who cares if it's on the TV or not, right? Okay, this one is going to be ridiculously tactical, and you're going to think, what a stupid thing. Get dressed and take a shower. A lot of people that work from home pop out of bed, throw a baseball hat on, and go to their desk. And I know, like, well, that's why I do this. It's easy. There's something about getting up and getting dressed like you're going to go do something that raises your energy level up. And if you're a salesperson, I think it's really important that you do that. It gets you out of bed and on a bit of a routine. You feel clean. You feel up. You feel ready. Get up. Get dressed. Take a shower.
You talking business casual here?
Yeah.
You're talking something less than
I didn't say what to get dressed in. I just said get up, get dressed, take a shower.
Good point. Good point.
Very good.
Here's one that I would suggest you do is – because of this problem of distraction that I have, this is what I needed to do, and that is make a task list before you go home. Or I guess you're already home. Before you shut it down for the evening.
You could walk out and walk back in just to like play it up a little bit.
Create a task list of things you need to get to tomorrow, because I think the more on purpose you are and the less distracted you will become, and a task list really helps you do that. So even though you know the work is going to appear overnight through emails or whatever, I still think it's important you leave the evening with the task list for the next day.
This is very good. Something that I did do well when I worked from home at all meals was I always ate with other people, eat lunch with other people. There's a book called Never Eat Lunch Alone, correct? Yeah. Boy, I wish I knew the author to that book. Who is it?
Keith Ferrazzi.
Keith Ferrazzi? Mm-hmm. We should have Keith Ferrazzi on the podcast.
Keith Ferrazzi.
A blast from the past. That's our good friend Brooke Green in studio today as a guest.
Guest expert.
She is guest expert.
All things books.
Never eat lunch alone. Never have a meal alone. Get out, get breakfast, lunch, snacks, out with other people. I think that'll help connectedness. Thank you, Brooke.
Here's a weak one compared to your strong ones. And that is, I think I even mentioned on the podcast earlier, a guy named George Hent or Herp, that he writes a blog, Herp.
Herp or Herp Hent, Street. It sounds kind of odd.
I can't remember his last name.
Dislocated Herp.
Herbst, maybe, Greg Herbst. Okay. Anyway, he writes a blog for Forbes, so there. And he talks about the highly productive CEOs and how much time they spend planning their day. He says a good CEO will get in very early and spend an entire hour planning their entire day.
That's strong.
Who to call, what to do, when I'm going to work out, what reports I'm going to read, write and read. I've tried to do this over the last few months since I heard that, and that is at least plan 5 minutes. No, plan take 30 minutes a day and plan your day out. So you've got your task list from the day before, but now it's time because stuff always happens overnight. You think of things, emails come in. Take 30 minutes and plan your day from 7 to 7:30, and then you can go about your business and be very focused.
And not do what you planned.
And not do what you planned, because by 8 o'clock,
because you're so distracted, you're watching Jerry Springer tell me, like, oh, look, the news is on. I think I'll eat lunch here by myself and do everything else I just said. I've got one.
You keep coming back to Jerry Springer.
I know. Well, you see what I used to do when I, you know, I watched Jerry Springer and the O.J. Simpson trial. Those are the two things I watched for the 4 years I worked out of my house. I watched all of it. I watched The Chase. I watched everything, the trial. It does not fit. You must have. I watched it all. Had it memorized. Okay, here's one. You guys will like this one. Mm-hmm. Ready? Listen to the Advanced Selling Podcast. If I were working from home and I didn't have daily interaction with a boss or a coach or anything like that, I would listen every day to the Advanced Selling Podcast.
And where can I hear that Advanced Selling Podcast?
You can search iTunes on Bill Kask or Brian Neal. The fact that you're listening means you already know that.
Advanced Selling Podcast. And there's other podcasts, too.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts that don't necessarily have anything to do with sales, have to do with self-development. Seth Godin has been featured on a lot of podcasts recently. John Jantz has a good podcast.
John Jantz is good, yeah.
Lewis Howes has a very good podcast. It's brand new. He's got five or six episodes under his belt that are good. So don't just listen to ours. Listen to ours first.
Yep.
But you can't listen to ours every day because at some point you'd get bored with.
Maybe. Some people do.
Well, I mean,
can I wrap up
one, every day?
One more?
Okay, sure you go.
Last one.
Yes.
Because this kind of puts the bow on the – what do you call it? See, I always screw up sayings. We talked about this earlier.
The bow on the horse?
Yeah, yeah. Puts a bow. I was going to say puts a bow on the – I was going to go cherry on top, but it all gets mixed up. I mix up sayings all the time. Anyway, close the door. You said have a good workspace, clean workspace, but because you work from home, you have to stop and escape and get away. So whatever that space is, you've got to close the door and be done with it. Having your desk and your computer at the end of your bed doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's good.
Yep.
Email us at listener@advancedsellingpodcast if you have a question. Also, if you're a listener and want to share a testimonial, a voice testimonial, send us an MP3 file at listener@advancedsellingpodcast.com. And we're going to also be getting some really good guest experts on here in the next few weeks.
There
we are. Look forward to that. And you can find Brian at @bneil on Twitter.
Yes.
You can find me at Bill Caskey. And by all means, go to the LinkedIn Advanced Selling Podcast group.
We will see you there.
All right. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast presented by Caskey, leaders in sales training and executive coaching. You can learn more about Caskey at caskeyone.com.